Now, you have the distinct pleasure of being the last person to testify. Oops, somebody slid in after you.
Okay.
Nice seeing you again, Mr. Berry, Dr. Berry.
Good to see you.
But the last time we communicated was the Los Angeles street race situation.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I lost a fortune.
My name is Randy Thomas. Operated in the course since 1968. And I asked you to work in common sense. I've been a trucker for 40-some years, and my company was removed from being a dray carrier down there because I didn't really want to go into the concept of our clean truck programs because it had nothing to do with clean air, at least the concept that was presented to us. We found out later there was basically a labor move to remove all the mom-and-pop operations down there. But with the experience I had, I wasn't unemployed very long. I'm in operations, one of the largest trucking companies in the world right now, and we operate here in the United States. And yes, I work with the ports. And what I see is a travesty. You're trying to control one aspect, and we're trying to deliver goods on another. As long as we're burning fossil fuels, we're going to have a problem with emissions. But what really gets me is when you bring in a labor concept. I'll give you an example. I work with Chris Cannon, and you know who he is as far as the port is concerned. We realized that there was no retrofit that was going to contain 85% carbon dioxide and 16% NOx. But yet and still, they requested that these trucks had to be of the year of 2008 or newer. But you know, right now, we have about 2,500 2012s, and we're towing somewhere in the neighborhood of 10% of them every weekend because these units are not proven. Johnson Mathis, who is the manufacturer of one of these air scrubbers that we have, stated to us in 2008 that the unit that they were asking for in the Port of Los Angeles didn't even exist. And then, as you'll recall, the state offered a grant where we was going to put scrubbers on trucks that was 2005s or 2007s, but these trucks didn't create enough heat. I mean, let's use common sense. I had a conversation with an independent the other day, and I was also reading an article in the Journal of Commerce here, where your AQMD and the Highway Patrol did a massive enforcement of equipment coming into the United States, coming into California, with refrigeration units that didn't have scrubbers on them. And he got something like a $5,000 or $6,000 ticket behind it. And in the midst of the Highway Patrol writing this, a train went by blowing smoke with about 5 units on it coming out of Cajon here, blowing more emissions than we would have ever created in 10,000 trucks going down the highway. Now, the common sense, and not based on this, we lost a lot of jobs and we lost a lot of businesses down there. And it really chaps my hide when I hear our mayor make a statement that this clean truck program was a success. And it's not. I see foreign entities coming into our port now, creating businesses, people from China, Vietnam. You know, I was reading some emails and going over YouTube in reference to movements in Southeast Asia, and I spotted one of my trucks in Vietnam, which we had to turn in, hauling containers in Ho Chi Minh, not Saigon, Ho Chi Minh. So apparently they won. Because I'm out of business, and they're running my truck over there. Let's use common sense. Yesterday, a article and a video of an interview of the vice president of the Port of Houston, who's all ecstatic in the amount of container volume that's going there now and not into the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. We're going to create a ghost town down there if we're not closed. We have to move with caution. Jobs are very, very scarce. We had a bustling economy in the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and I see them leaving. I see them Houston being dredged out, Dodge Island in Miami digging deeper ports. The Panama Canal is just about ready to open up. We're going to lose something like 4 million metric ton of container movements that are no longer going to come to Los Angeles and Long Beach. I raised a family down there, and you know me, and you know the area I came up from. and I thought I was being very successful.
Absolutely. The longer you talk, the better I remember you. You know, you're the kind of person that our staff needs to be talking to, because we need to know what, we have the ivory tower up here, but we need to know what's happening in the real world simultaneously.
In the real world right now, if you was to go buy a new piece of equipment, you would not ask for anything with a DEF unit or even a regeneration. Our industry is...
I'd like to get whoever is appropriate to sit down with him, not just once, but to be kept informed, because I remember this guy works night and day. This is the kind of guy America was built on, and he's honest as the day is long. No applause, please. We need to be talking to him. You've exceeded your time by about triple.
Yeah.
That was a friendship thing. Okay.
We'll see.
So, but I'm going to hook you up with him.
Okay.
And I want you to be as straightforward with them as you always have been with me.
Yeah.
And I think they will profit by it, and I think you will profit by it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I don't think your admin people helped your cause much down there last week, did they? The union?
Well, the reality of it is a lot of people don't realize how fragile the port is. Now, we might have poor people in here in reference to what happened, what goes on down there. I mean, you got to realize, I came out of Watts, out of South Central. You know, your wife, first year of her being assigned, talked at my graduation. And I created a trucking company down there, and we made a lot of money, and I raised a family, and we raced cars.
You had grade school graduation, right?
Yeah, no, that was you and I turned the Coliseum into a very profitable, at least
sure.
It looked good for that area when we did that. But the reality of it is, let's proceed with caution. When a driver or somebody, let me give you an example that scares me. Every doomsday activist and soothsayer is stating that Los Angeles and other large urban operations of cities like Los Angeles has less than 72 hours of food on the shelf. I mean, can we mostly agree with that? When they state that if the lines of supplies are stopped in any significant way, that we have about anywhere from 48 to 72 hours of food on the shelves. But yet and still, you're turning around trucks that have pre-2007 refrigeration units on them, cannot bring goods into California. And how does that make any sense when a guy is getting a ticket for $3,000 or $4,000 because his unit that he's bringing a load of chickens in does not have a scrubber on it, and the train goes by him dumping
right.
two, yeah, I mean,
well, that's,
no
that's a whole different discussion. We don't do trains. We don't do trains here. But I want you to sit down with them, and I want them to tell me that they have sat down with you so that I know that you're communicating with them.
Okay.
So thanks for taking your time
Alrighty.
To come today.
Who will I see after this? Nobody's raised their hand over there.
The smallest guy over there.
No, actually, Henry's going to get his card, and then I'll personally
okay.
get it.
That
way, the back there, Henry.
Nice seeing the fellow back there who's just trying to look like he's not there.
Okay. Mr. Burke, nice seeing you. Dr. Burke, nice seeing you, and let's open the Coliseum up for some racing again.
David England, come